we present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
We present The Wrong Girl by Glinda.
You're taking the bus home, Clara?
Oh, no, Sally. John's picking me up at the corner at 5. He's taking me to dinner tonight.
Oh, lucky you. Sam's popping round at 8 to watch telly. Oh, I don't know. I think he looks on me as a free telly girl, and that's that.
Oh, Sally, if you can see your face.
If only he would look at it sometimes, instead of at the telly, I might be a bit happier.
Oh, never mind, dear. You can't make love to your television set.
Well, sometimes I wonder.
Oh, well. See you tomorrow.
Righto, love. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, careful.
What for, lady?
You nearly knocked me over.
That's what I meant to do.
What?
Just act normally and you won't get hurt. Now, edge over to the side of the road. Don't try anything, lady. This knife is just a little bit sharp. Come on. Right. Come on. Now get into the car. Go on.
You want me? Where are you taking me?
Not so many questions, lady. Just sit tight and shut up, and you'll find out.
Hello?
Sally Barnes?
Yes?
Are you the Sally Barnes who works at Amalgamated Printing?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure. John Rowe here.
Oh, you're Clara.
Yeah. Yeah, you might say that. Look, Sally, I'm a little worried. Clara was supposed to meet me after work. We were going to have dinner together.
Oh, that's right, she told me. Oh, she was waiting for you when I left.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course I'm sure. Wasn't she there?
Oh, well, I was a couple of minutes late, see? I've been late before, though, and she's always waited for me. But what time did you leave her there, then?
Well, it was about 4:45. Have you tried her flat?
Yeah, she ain't there. Do you think she could have gone somewhere else? I mean, did she mention anything to you?
No. No, nothing. Well, you said that she was meeting you. Oh, she couldn't be waiting somewhere else, could she?
No, I sat on the corner outside your office. I looked around to see if she hadn't gone into one of the shops or something, had a cup of tea, you know. But there was no sign of her.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to suggest, John.
All right, Sally. I just thought I might have got my days mixed up, you know. Well, she probably bumped into somebody and got chatting.
Yes.
It's my fault for being late, I suppose. Well, I'll try and ring her later from here to apologise. And if I can't get her, I'll ring her tomorrow at the office.
Okay. I'll tell her you were worried.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye, John.
Who was that, lovey?
The Prime Minister.
Really?
No, you silly chump, it was John.
Well, who's John?
John Rowe, Clara's boyfriend. Clara wasn't there to meet him tonight. Oh. Funny, it's not like her at all.
Perhaps she's been kidnapped.
Oh, Sam.
Hold on, lady. No questions. Now, come on. Come on.
Don't me up.
Shut up, woman.
You're hurting
come
me.
On. Right. Here. I'm on the step. Come on. Down here. Come on. Stop struggling. There.
Ah. Here you finally made it. Congratulations. My dear, do sit down. I'm sorry we had to drag you out here, but I'm sure you wouldn't have come had we sent you an invitation.
I want to know why you've brought me here, and who you are, and what you want of me.
All in good time. Did my fat friend here treat you well?
No, he did not.
It was a bit difficult to handle, boss.
Yes, I'm sure she was.
Well, what did you expect?
Precisely. I do apologize, but it was necessary. I apologize, too, for this wound. Are you a connoisseur of wines? Unfortunately, it's not a well-stocked cellar, but you can guess the contents of most of the vats without looking at the labels.
Look, mister.
It's sad to see empty vats and empty bottles, is it not?
Look, mister.
Lord, actually. Yes. Believe it or not, I do have a claim to the aristocracy. Oh, I do apologize. Lord Joseph Davenport. But you may call me Joe. That is, if you wish to be friendly.
I have no wish to be friendly at all, Mr. Davenport.
Oh, bitter. Well, then, we'd better talk business in a business-like way. Mike, bring those papers over here.
Sure, boss.
Now, Miss Barnes.
Barnes? I'm Clara Budley.
You are not Sally Barnes?
No. Well, that's my friend.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. What is this?
You fool.
Oh, look here, boss.
Bungler, idiot.
I don't know which one was which.
Obviously. The fact you just proved. But why on earth didn't you find out?
Well, but I have, boss. I didn't know.
You've got a tongue in your head, haven't you? You could have asked. Quentin.
When you two have finished arguing, may I ask what you want with Sally?
Of course you may ask, my dear Miss... I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Badderley.
Miss Badderley. You see, your friend has a sister living in France. Am I not right?
Yes, but I don't...
Of course you don't. We were hoping she would consent to do something for us. It's all explained in these papers here. Perhaps you would care to read them.
Amalgamated Printing. Good morning.
Morning. May I speak to Miss Badley, please?
Miss Badley's not in. Can I put you through to somebody else?
Miss Barnes, please.
Certainly. One moment, please.
Hello, Miss Barnes.
I'm speaking.
Oh, hello, Sally. It's John here. Any news of Clara?
Oh, no, none at all, John. She wasn't at her flat this morning and she didn't phone the office or anything. I don't know what to think.
Oh, look, Sally, you must think and you must think hard. Was there anything at all that she said or intimated that she might go somewhere else last night?
No. Well, I would have remembered if she had. You don't think... Well... Sam and I were joking last night, but I know it is far from a joke. He said that maybe she's been kidnapped.
Why did he say that?
I don't know, John. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll give her folks a ring. Maybe they'll know something. She might have gone to stay with them. I can't think why, though. If she's not there, well, I don't know, Sally. Perhaps I should inform the police.
Oh, no, the police?
Well, it doesn't make sense, does it? It seems as if something must have happened to her. She may be anywhere. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Badley. Yeah, it's John here. Yeah, I'm all right. Yes, I know. Well, we were going to come down this weekend. Look, Mr. Badley, I don't want to worry you, but Clara didn't phone you or anything last night, did she? No. No, well, she was supposed to meet me at 5, and when I got there... Well, I admit I was a bit late, yeah. Well, she was nowhere to be seen. No, I tried her flat, and there's no reply. Well, maybe she did meet someone, yeah. All right, sir. Yeah, is Mrs. Badley all right? Yeah, fine. Yeah, well, I'm just probably waiting for nothing. Yeah, I will, yeah.
And that's all there is to it, Miss Badley. I don't think the plan needs any further clarification, do you? Well... Will you assist us?
No.
You refuse? Oh, dear. Well, we can't let you go now. You might tell somebody. Mike, tie her up. Come here.
No, you... White! Leave me!
Kick me, would you? Tighten up!
Mike, if you do that again, I'll tie you up. But first, I'll put a bullet through you. Now, tie her to the chair.
Come here, you.
No.
Come on.
And you, young lady, you just tell me if he hurts you, Mike.
Let me go. Please. I won't tell anybody.
If you were to do what I asked you to do, you could tell whomsoever you liked afterwards, even Interpol.
No, no, I won't ever.
Pity. Come on, Mike. Make sure the door's locked behind you. Goodbye, Miss Badley. It has been a pleasure meeting you. Mike! Come here!
What is it, boss?
My dear unthinking clod, what is this I perceive upon the ground next to the car?
Huh? Looks like a scarf, boss.
It is a scarf, you fool. Miss Badley, a scarf. She must have dropped it when you dragged her from the car. Oh, and I've yet to meet a greater fool both in size and intellect.
Well, gee, Buzz, she was struggling, you know.
Naturally.
Shall I go give it to her, then?
No. I want her to suffer for a little bit.
Why are you so worried about this scarf? I mean, you said there's nobody in miles. And
you can never be too careful.
Buzz, I'm hungry. Can I go now? I mean, we've been standing around for nearly an hour, you know.
You think of nothing but your stomach, don't you? I'm trying to think intelligently of what we must do next. And you think of food.
Why don't we just take her along with us as arranged?
How? With her hands tied behind her back and a gag in her mouth? Oh, don't be stupid. She must agree to accompany us without coercion. She's not a fool. When she realizes that it's much safer to come with us than to remain behind and possibly die of starvation, she'll choose to fall in with our plans.
Yeah, but what if she escapes or tries to make a run for it?
No, I don't think she'd do that. But if she does, you know what to do, don't you?
Yeah. Say, boss, I got the stuff you wanted. It's in the boot of the car.
Well, let's take a look at it, then.
Boss.
Not bad. At least you've managed to do something right for a change. Now, all we have to do is to persuade Miss Badley to carry it for us.
Is she going to know about it?
No, of course not. I bought a very elegant, very feminine little suitcase. I think these will fit in quite comfortably. I lock it, keep the key on my person, hand it over to her to carry. As simple as that.
Yeah, but if she'll do it.
She will. Have you ever dangled a carrot in front of a mule to make it walk?
No, boss.
I thought not. Come on, Mike. Let us depart.
Where to, boss?
To buy some food. Close and lock the boot.
Okay.
I think I know a way to make our young lady prisoner agree to abide by our wishes. Miss Badley. And how are you?
You swine! Release me once! Let me go!
Dear, dear, dear. You have been struggling. Now look at those nasty cuts on your wrists. You shouldn't have done that, you know. You could have hurt yourself.
Would you let me go?
And I suspect you've been screaming. Not good for your voice, you know, not at all. Of course, I should have told you that calling for help was an utter waste of time. Oh. We're absolutely miles from anywhere, and no one ever passes this way. Are you hungry?
Yes, very.
I thought you might be. You see, I'm not really as cruel as you thought. I bought you some food and a bottle of very good French wine. 1935. A good year, I think. Do you agree? But first, Miss Badley, perhaps we should have another little chat.
Please. Please. I've done nothing to you. I won't betray you or say anything. If you just let me free.
Do you know how long you've been here?
Hours. Hours.
No, no. Only two. I wanted to give you the impression that we wouldn't be coming back. I'm not a murderer, Miss Badley. And I will release you as soon as you promise me one small thing.
What?
That you will go to France, as arranged, and do what I have asked you to do. Here are the tickets, you see. One return flight for you, and a single for Mike and myself. Now, will you come with us? Well?
Yes. Yes.
Blank. An absolute blank.
What did the police say?
Oh, they're checking all the hospitals, hotels, stations, everything. They've sent out a general alert, full description, photo. They're doing everything they can, I suppose, but nothing makes sense. I mean, we must assume that something dreadful has happened to her. Oh, I was such a fool not to do something more constructive before.
What could you do?
Well, I didn't inform the police until about midday. That was nearly 19 hours after she disappeared. Anything could have happened.
Well, you weren't to know, were you?
Oh, I suppose not. I thought she'd gone home or something. Oh, I feel so helpless.
Sam, you haven't said anything all evening.
Eh? Oh, I've been thinking. If Clara is in trouble, well, she's not stupid.
Oh, what are you getting at?
Well, look here. If you were in trouble, I mean, like we said the other night, kidnapped, for instance, what would you do?
Well, I'd scream and shout and I'd try and escape.
But you can't escape. And you're too far away for anyone to hear your shouts and screams.
I don't know.
John, what would you do?
Well, it's difficult to say, isn't it? Well, we don't know the circumstances. It depends on how securely we're tied and that, and what our kidnappers want of us, how dangerous the situation
is. That's just it.
But the danger? What do you mean?
No, what you said before. What our kidnappers want of us. If they wanted something.
Yeah?
And obviously they would want something if they kidnapped us. I mean, there must be a reason.
Well, unless he's some sort of madman.
True, but just suppose he wasn't. He wanted something.
Why, it might be a woman.
Stop trying to confuse matters, love. If I was kidnapped and couldn't see a way clear to escape, you know what I'd do?
No, what would you do?
Look, I'm only trying to be helpful.
All right. Go on, Sam.
Well, I'd play along.
Play along?
Yeah, you know, go along with them. Until such time as I can get a message to someone or attract attention to myself.
Oh, really, Sam?
No, Sally, that's pretty logical. I can see what Sam's getting at.
Good. So, you see, I'm assuming a lot, I know. But if she were to contact anybody, and supposing she could, who would she contact?
Well, John, of course.
Yeah.
Well, so what are we doing here? We should be at John's place, sitting on that ruddy telephone, waiting for it to ring.
You're right. Come on, Sal.
By the way, John.
Yeah?
Have you got a telly?
Well, yeah, of course I have. Why?
My favourite programme's on in half an hour.
Oh, really?
John. I'm so glad you changed your mind, Miss Badley. Now you know what to do, don't you? When we reach the airport, I'll be on one side of you and Mike will be on the other. I advise you not to try to draw attention to yourself or to try to escape. I think you've more sense than that.
I thought you said you weren't a murderer, Mr. Davenport.
I'm not, but I said nothing about Mike. Right, here we are. Draw up as close to the entrance doors as possible, Mike.
Sure, boss.
Now, come along, my dear. You have the suitcase?
Yes.
Good. Get a move on, Mike.
Come in, boss.
Right. Now, let us talk of shoes and ships and sealing wax. Or cabbages and kittens. Ah, so far, so good. Well done, Miss Badley. You act as if you had some experience.
At Acton, yes. Not at this.
Oh, same thing, really. All the world's a stage and all that.
But not every man is a walrus.
Then Mike must be a carpenter. Any good at woodwork, Mike?
What's that, boss?
I asked if you were any good at woodwork.
Woodwork? What's it got to do with me?
Oh, forget it. Only one more hurdle, Miss Badley. The customs officials at the airport in Paris. Then we make our goodbyes, and you return quite safely on the next flight.
Yes. Mr. Devonport, do you think I could leave you for a minute?
Certainly not. Just stay where you are.
Oh, look, I've given me word that I will not communicate with anyone or do anything to attract attention to myself. But if you don't let me go, I will. Unwillingly.
What do you mean?
Do I have to spell it out? I wish to powder my nose.
Oh, of course. Well, yes, I didn't think. Leave that suitcase with me. I'll be watching you, Miss Badley.
I'm sure you will. Thank you for being such a gentleman.
No, not at all. All right, Miss Badley. Now stick close to me. And don't show anybody that you're nervous.
If anyone asks, I've got a fever.
Good girl. Right. There's the customs gate over there. Good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.
Thank you, Miss Badley, for a job well done.
May I go now?
No.
What?
There are two gendarmes watching us. Just keep walking and keep talking. Mike?
Yeah, boss?
Call a taxi.
Okay.
I think we'll take a little trip around town. Don't you worry, Miss Badley.
Taxi!
I made you a promise, and on my honour as a gentleman, I mean to keep it.
Do you, Mr. Davenport? Well, I don't believe you. Let me go!
Hey! Hey! Mike! Mike, come back here. Come back, Mike. She's got the suitcase.
Oh,
suit her and don't miss.
Hello?
Sally, news.
What?
Clara's in France.
In France? What's she doing there?
I don't know, but I think she's in trouble.
Well, how'd you find out?
Interpol. The yard just phoned me.
Oh.
Look, Sally, I want you and Sam to come over here and stick by the telephone just in case.
Where are you going?
Where do you think? I've got a ticket on the 7:15 flight. I'm off to Paris.
Mademoiselle Bertelet will see you now, monsieur. Oh, but only 5 minutes, please. It is past the usual visiting hours at the hospital.
Thank you, nurse. Clara? Clara?
Who's there?
It's all right, my love. It's me. It's John.
John? What are you doing here?
Shh. I came to see you, since you didn't turn up for our dinner date.
A dinner date?
Yes, don't worry. You're going to be up and about in a day or so, and I'm personally going to escort you home.
Do you know what happened?
Yes, everything.
Wish someone would tell me.
What do you want to know?
Devonport and Mike.
They're behind bars where they belong.
And the suitcase?
Well, apparently, they had to prize it from your fingers, but it's safe, and so are its contraband contents.
But why did they need somebody to take it for them? Why didn't they carry it themselves?
But you were a cover, a dummy. You were very necessary to their smuggling game. Oh, by the way, your friend Sally and her boyfriend Sam, they're safe too.
What do you mean, safe?
I asked them over to the flat, and they walked straight into the arms of Scotland Yard.
What?
Yes, my love. Your friend and her telly-watching boyfriend, they arranged your kidnapping very well, didn't they?
And I thought they wanted Sally. I thought they got the wrong girl.
No, dear. You're the right one. And always will be, for me.
You've just heard The Wrong Girl by Glyn Day, with Karen Short as Clara, John Dennison, Lord Joseph Davenport, and Henry Goodman John. Also cast were Sue Trower, Frederick Abramser, Richard Farmer and Andrea Fine. Production team, Alan Raby and Richard Deavy.
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springbok Library of the Air.